listening to ESPN Charlotte Inside the Lines on this Tuesday with Molly Cotton, Brian Lind from the Essex Home Studios overlooking uptown Charlotte. We'll head to our guest line now where we're joined by Kermit Smith, App State baseball head coach, previously coach at Lander University, was the winningest head coach at Lander. He now joins Appalachian State as the head coach for App State baseball. Kermit, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, anytime. An exciting time for you, but what's your mindset now that you transition into App State and look ahead to this season and this baseball team with Appalachian State?
Well, the thing I want to try and do the most is just start developing those relationships with the team that's currently there. And, you know, that's so hard to do over the phone and through text messages, but I'm just trying to do my best on that. I'm a firm believer that you at the core of any successful team is something that's based in family, and anything that's based in family obviously has a lot to do with relationships. So, you know, just trying to reach out to each guy on the team and let them hear my voice a little bit, getting to hear their voice a little bit, and trying to develop those relationships as quick as we can.
You know, how difficult is it developing those relationships? You talk about trying to do that over text and trying to do that on the phone, but even in person, trying to have an impact and relate to these younger men and trying to coach them and lead them in life.
Well, I think it's obviously a new generation. It's funny, I looked at, I'm doing my last week of baseball camp down here at Lander right now, and I looked at one of my old coaches that's staying with me for the week and helping me run the camp, and I just looked out and said, it's a whole different world than the one we were raised in. And we just kind of laughed about it for a little bit. But, no, I think at the core of anything is they've got to know that you care. And, you know, that caring can come from a lot of different ways. It can come from, just being there for them and when times are tough, you know, knowing to be there for you and, you know, when times are good. And, you know, it's a lot of give and take, to be honest. There's a lot of times that we phrase it a lot as getting in the trenches together. And, you know, when they see me in the weight room and they see me at practice and we're out there working on skill and, you know, I'm giving them a high five for, you know, getting an A on a test that they worked real hard on, or, you know, just worrying about how they're doing off the field, you know, making sure their family's doing well, getting to know as much as I can about that, and just letting them know that I care. And I think that that's got a lot to do with that relationship moving forward. But there really is no fast-forward button, to your point.
App State baseball head coach Kermit Smith now joining us here on Inside the Lines. You have 14 rising sophomores on your team. Majority played major roles as freshmen. How do you feel about a young team that is maturing with experiences under their belts?
I think it's great. You know, it's one of the intriguing things about taking the job. We were able to retain the pitching coach, who was the interim head coach, Justin Aspergren, and we're excited about that. He's going to be able to bring some insight into each guy, and he was able to work with those guys down the stretch. They really pitched well down the stretch last year, and there was a lot of young guys. I think they started about 95% of the games the freshmen did on the mound. So, to have a lot of those guys returning and to have their pitching coach returning, I think that's a really exciting thing for me, just to continue to watch those guys develop and not just watch them, but have somebody there that's helped them develop.
How exciting is it going to be moving into the Sun Belt Conference and going up against a team like Coastal Carolina, who was able to win their first national championship? And how cool was it to see a smaller school, a lesser-known school like Coastal Carolina, be able to take down some of these bigger-name schools in the College Baseball World Series?
I think it's fantastic. Obviously from my days looking back at Belmont Abbey, you know, kind of being the underdog, and when we took over here at Lander, you know, just they didn't even make the conference. They hadn't made the conference tournament in their program's history until we got here about 5 or 6 years ago. I think we made it for the first time. Just that underdog mentality, and watching those guys be able to go. And I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that Coastal was a Cinderella story. They're a very talented team, but you know, they're a lesser known school when you talk about the Texases and those schools. But you know, just to see that, to have them in the conference, to you know, some of the conversations we're going to have as a team, talking about getting to a regional and getting to a super regional and making it to Omaha and having a chance to win a national championship, you know, all those conversations are going to seem a lot more real now that we're going to be going up on a daily basis against against the national championship, national champion from the previous year. So to have all that in there, and plus you've got schools like Louisiana Lafayette, who's got a great tradition. South Alabama has had a great run these last 3 years since Coach Calvi's been there. It's top to bottom. It's just a very, very, very good league. So that's very, very exciting for me. And, to have Coastal in there now and know that they're going to be able to schedule every year that we have a schedule moving forward is pretty neat. You're going to be able to use that in recruiting, and you're also going to be able to use that with your own team, just when you start talking about achieving those great goals.
What are some things that you learned at Lander that you hope to take with you to Boone?
Well, when we got to Greenwood, it wasn't the best situation in the world in terms of personnel, in terms of, behavior off the field, behavior in the classroom and that sort of stuff. So, I think just, with the core of each guy, developing each person in that program to be the best son that they can be to their parents, be the best student they can be in the classroom, and to be the best athlete they can be on the baseball field. That's what we're going to take. It's just kind of like in the interview process when they ask, what would you do at Appalachian State or what have you? And, I guess the only answer is the same thing that I've done for the last 15 years. It's just to hold each guy accountable to be the best person he can be, and to be the best student he can be, and to be the best athlete he can be. And if we know what the heck we're doing in recruiting, then we're going to put a pretty good product on the field. But just to take that, that program that the last thing they're probably thinking about is the national championship, and then to put them, in the College World Series 2 out of the last 3 years with a chance to win it, just that experience to know that, kids are resilient enough and their minds can dream big enough to say, hey, I really do believe in the national championship. That is something that I'd like to work for. I really would like to, gain my degree and continue to work towards being the best student I can be, and, all the things you can accomplish in the community, to raise the awareness of not only your university and your baseball program, but your last name as well. So I think all those things, all those experiences of taking a program that wasn't very much and making it, one of the best in the country, all those little intricacies that go into that, all your conversations with each player and, all the study halls and all the talks and all the team talks, all the conditioning activities, all the weight room sessions and all the practices and all those little things that, I think help, breed that family atmosphere and, breed success. I think those are all the things that I'll take with me.
Chris Pollard, now the coach at Duke, a former coach of yours and former coach at App as well. What are a few of the things that you've learned from playing for him, and how do you think you'll be able to take those things to Appalachian State?
Well, I played for him for 1 year, my last year at Pfeiffer. I think one of the things that he did right out of the gates is he put a lot of emphasis on the seniors in our program, that it was our job to make sure that the character of the program was represented in everything that we did. He gave us an opportunity to, win or lose our job. Whether we were the best person for the position or not, I think he went kind of into the year. It was his first year there, but he went into the year and kind of assumed that the seniors were the best players and, named as captains and put a lot of emphasis on the older guys in the program. And I've always looked back and been very impressed with that. He wasn't afraid to get down and dirty in the personal areas. He wasn't afraid to call you in his office and have a conversation with you that had nothing to do with baseball and just get to know you. And, kind of walk that fine line between being a coach and being a friend. He did that so eloquently. Since then, just getting into the profession, coaching against them the first couple of years when I got into the profession, and then moving to, where he went to Appalachian State, and then he went to Duke, and, just be able to call him and see him at conventions and, just find out about family and, just learn about all the things that I could. So, I think more than anything is just that, you can set a standard to win a lot of baseball games, but you can also do that in a family type atmosphere, and you can care about your players while doing that. I think that was probably the two biggest things that I took from.
Kermit Smith, App State baseball head coach, thanks so much for joining us here on Inside the Lines.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.